Step back to move forward. The mindset around Christmas tends to be push, push, push. We go hard trying to fit everything in before the end of the year, even though the new year is literally just the next day. And then we crawl across the finish line and spend a lot of the holidays trying to recover before we start pushing again. Am I right? Well, how do you like to do things differently this year? How would you like to cross the finish line with a little spring in your step, knowing that you can switch off and enjoy some time doing the things you love with the people you love, because you got heaps of shit done without working yourself into the ground? The way to get this is luckily quite simple. So first, let's quickly go over some stuff about the brain so that you can understand why our strategies work. Your brain's number one priority is survival. So everything you think and do is all a strategy devised by your brain to keep you safe. When your brain senses danger, it triggers fight or flight mode in your body to help you survive. Unfortunately, however, your brain doesn't understand the difference between real and perceived. So all your thoughts and worries and constant pushing are communicating danger to your brain and setting off this same physical response. Over time, this can cause challenges such as low energy, difficulty sleeping, poor digestion, hormonal imbalances, sickness, erratic moods, and anxiety. As I'm sure you can appreciate, none of these things are conducive to working effectively. So it's important to factor in moments throughout your day to communicate safety to your brain so you can keep your body out of fight or flight mode and working with you rather than against. The easiest way to communicate safety to your brain is to step back. Remember how we said all the pushing causes your brain to think you're in danger? Well, it makes sense then that you can achieve the opposite effect if you go in the opposite direction. When we say stepping back, by the way, this is largely mentally rather than physically. The key is to do little things that make you feel calm and content and that give you a quick break from all the thoughts and worries. Here's some examples. Breathe. Meditate. Rock out to a favourite song. Watch a funny video on YouTube. Go for a stroll. Shoot the breeze with your local barista. Call a loved one. Do some Sudoku. Doodle. Or maybe play a quick game of Tetris. If that is, you can find a time machine to take you back to the 80s. While these things might seem insignificant, when you do them consistently throughout the day, you're essentially hitting Control-Alt-Delete on your brain. So you're getting constant little resets that keep your energy, motivation, and mood topped up, meaning you can work way more efficiently and, most importantly, have fun in the process.